Stand at the bottom of the boulevard in Middlesbrough, and through the water fountains you can make out the glass-fronted building that sits still, rather refreshingly, amongst the Victorian-looking landscape. The modern-looking structure has housed the Middlesbrough Institute of Modern Art since 2007, and today it celebrates its sixth birthday.
My name is James Beaton. I'm the senior curator at MIMA. We're standing in a major solo show by an artist called Yanis Kanellis. We're currently in a room which sees this, a curtain of the most sumptuous, beautiful glass shards hanging from iron girders with black coats behind them. The glass shards, which are in a whole rainbow of different glistening colours, they come from Murano, which is in Venice, Italy. But then next to that, there's a pile of coal. And suddenly you start to see coal in a very different way, because just as you see the light glistening on the glass, so too you see that in the coal.
Over the past 6 years, over 850,000 visitors have passed through the MIMA doors.
I think it's exceeded our expectation. One of the things that I really noticed was how quickly we became accepted as part, if you like, part of the establishment, as not the new thing anymore, but something that had already been there. Now, we are the home of Middlesbrough's collection. That collection dates back to the 1940s, some of it even older than that.
Now, when MIMA first opened, it wasn't designed solely to be an art gallery. It also aimed to immerse itself within the local community. Marie Neeson is the gallery's community engagement manager.
I think we are increasingly connected and interested in finding ways of making the work that we put on relevant and interesting to the people both coming through the door and potential people who could come through the door. We see repeat families coming week after week and just relaxing in the space and making it part of their weekly, monthly, whatever it is, activity programme.
The gallery, though, is publicly funded, and even before the economic downturn, there were questions being raised about whether the taxpayer should be funding it. At present, the Arts Council give MIMA £500,000 a year, and Middlesbrough Council provides another £1 million. However, there are questions being asked about whether the council can afford to maintain its current funding levels. Head curator James Beaton is confident, though, about MIMA's financial future.
I believe fundamentally that art is worth supporting. Arts and culture generally are one of the things by which civilizations are judged. They're very important for our history. We're in discussions with a number of different people who want to become involved in what we're doing, including Teesside University. So there's lots of new partnerships and relationships that we're developing who will all help to secure our future.
Is that the key element? Is the future of MIMA secure, in your opinion?
Absolutely, yeah. And I don't think that's just my opinion. It is.
In a statement given to us by the director of MIMA, Kate Brindley, she told us that the council had proposed to maintain its current level of funding for the next financial year. However, no decision has been taken about how much the gallery will receive in the longer term. When BBCTs approached Middlesbrough Council for a comment on their financial support for MIMA, we were told that no senior councillors were available to speak to us. If we put the financial arguments to one side for a moment, though, there are many people who have enjoyed using MIMA's facilities over the past 6 years, and they include the likes of Mum Emma and her son, Sonny.
I hope it's here for us. As Sonny gets older, I hope it's here, and I hope he can come and enjoy it and get the most out of it. And it doesn't, you know, it's one of those things, oh yeah, we used to have an art gallery, it used to be, you know, kind of thing. I hope that it's not something I have to say to Sonny, oh, we used to go here and this is what happened.